Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Learning Meseches Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Hei. We'll start from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Le'ayim Adam L'chaveir Hilveini Kur Chidim, V'ani Etten L'chol Agayin. You're now going to borrow a Kur of Chidim and pay it back by the Gayin when you're going to have the Chidim, by the grain house, when your crop is going to come in. And this is the Issa of Saw B'Saw. Even though Midereisa, you let it borrow Chitim and pay back the same Chitim, which we spoke in the first year of the Perek, the reason why Midereisa, it's not Ribis, a lot of Yishayim learn Kusbasa Mikara as Linan. Because what's Ribis is considered what will be Ribis B'Shasa Ksitza. And since at that time, the Saw of Chitim that you owe for the Kur of Chitim that you owe for the Kur of Chitim you borrowed is the same price, even though later it's a higher price of giving more, habasa mikara has linan. What's considered more is considered more at the time of the actual ksitza, the time of the actual avah. Ridva says over there another time, because it's not bora that there'll be ribbis. Since it depends, if it goes up, it'll be ribbis. If it doesn't go up, it won't be ribbis. So that's not called ribbis ksitza. Ribbis ksitza has to be nashach bora b'shas ksitza. That's what the Ritva says in the beginning of the Perek. We had mentioned another Svara from the Achrenim that Midereisa, the price of the Chitim is not Negeya. Hayais is giving the same quantity and quality of Chitim as you borrowed, even though the price goes up, that's not Negeya. Halva of Chitim, of a Kur Chitim, is Mechayev, a Piroyin of a Kur Chitim Midereisa. That the price is higher is only a Din Derabanan. Al Koponim Sa B'Sa is Derabanan. There's an Issa Derabanan, if the price goes up, Midarabanan will be Ribis, and that's why you're not allowed to do it. Aval Oymalai, Hilveni Atchiyavai B'ni Aichem Semefteach. You could tell him, lend me until my son comes, or until I find the key. That's not a problem of Ribis. And the reason is, since Saw B'Saw is Derabanan, like we said, Derabanan will only gaze when you don't have any wheat. When you have the wheat, so then we say, that midarabanan, it's considered as if the wheat was coming to the lekeach right away, and b'shusay yaker, it was the yaker came b'shus lekeach, and therefore it's not ribis. Now, Parshat Taich in the Mishnah, it says, you're not allowed to tell him, lend me the wheat and I'll give you back by the garin, but you could tell him, lend me the wheat until my son comes or until I find the key. So Parshat Pshat and the Rishayim read the says, the Ege Chilak is if it's Yesh Lay or Ein Lay. And why did the Gemara say that V'ni Etin L'Chalak Goyin is Asr and at Shiavah B'ni Etchen of Teach is Mutter? Because normally, when you don't have wheat, so you say, I'll pay you back when I get the wheat, which is L'Goyin. When I harvest my wheat, I'll pay you back. Right now I need wheat. My field is going to produce wheat. I'll pay you back when my field produces the wheat. So that's the Mishnah's way of saying that he doesn't have wheat. But if he says that Shiavei B'ni Hashem Semefteach, that would indicate that he has the wheat. He just is not accessible to him the second. He needs his son to come, or he needs to find the key. So right now he wants to borrow the wheat because the wheat that he has is not presently accessible. It's at Shiavei B'ni Hashem Semefteach. Dibra Mishnah Behaiva. But the Ritva reads ice that the Rambam had a different chat in the Mishnah. The Rambam looked at the Mishnah very bedafka. That if you're kaveya zman l'goyin, so you're making up a time. That means I have until the goyin to pay back. That's worse than if you didn't make up an exact time. Atchiyav b'ni Hashem Semefteach means I will pay it back presently. So the Rama Mikayach, this has a big chumrah. He says the heter of yeshloi is daf when you're not kaveya zman. When you're kaveya zman, you have no heter of yeshloi. When you make up a time, Azman Pirayin, then there's no more heter of Yeshloi. Then Saw B'Saw is also even by Yeshloi. Mefarshim say, the Ritva says it Eifenart, he got it from this Mishnah. He held it was a deichik to say that there's a chilik in the Mishnah, the first case, the Reisha is Yeshloi, and this Reisha is Eimloi, and the Sefer is Yeshloi. They're both Yeshloi. But if you say that Ni Etin L'Chol Agar Nikavei Azman, even Yeshloi is Aser. The only heter of Yeshloi is when you're not Kaveya Zman. Another diik they bring to the Rambam is the Gemara that says, Bat Hillel, says, Om Rav Yudah Mishmul Zudevi Hillel, Avacham ayim lovim stam upayim stam. It says you love a stam. That means you're not kaveh zman. You do it stam, unspecified, without a kvi zman. But if you kaveh zman, then it's aser. You don't have the heter, not the heter of yeshlei, and not the heter of shar shebishuk. That's a sheet of Rambam. The Rashbul says that it's shver. You kaveh zman. That's the taiva saliva. That he doesn't have to pay back until that time. Avad, if he wants to pay back earlier, avad, he could pay back earlier. So what's the chesaron of kviya zman? So the Magen Mishnah learns that lemaisa when you kviya zman, eden and prayer ter zman, your neman avad is not going to pay back earlier, and the mele, it's like you masnul ahedin, you should give back more expensive chitim. It's like you made asna that the chitim should be more expensive, because since at the later time, it's taka more expensive. So if you were in kviya zman, so he could have paid back the same price chitim. He chose to pay back. He ended up paying back the more expensive chitim. That's mutter. Mashen kain, if he kavei his man, even though he could pay back early, but chazakin and prayer tax money, he probably won't. So it's keilu, you made up with the klarkite that the chitim should be the chitim of yen zman, and the chitim of that zman was more expensive. So that's why it's aser. That's the pshat of the Magen Mishnah. The Prisha, Semakuv Samach Beisiv Kantezvav, he says a different pshat. That the heter of Yeshloi is based on the fact that when it's Yeshloi, so Mamela Chazal say it's Ke'ilu was nicknamed to the Malva right away. So that's when the Zman Piroin is right away. They weren't Kaveya Zman Piroin. So Mamela we say it's Ke'ilu, it's nicknamed right away. Mashenkin, when the Zman Piroin is Lacha Zman, so Chazal didn't say it's nicknamed right away. You made Lahedia time that he's not going to give it back within a certain time. So Mamela, you don't say it's kilu, it's nikna right away. That's the precious pshat in the Rambam. Akapanim, the Raivin and the Asagis argues in the Rambam, Musa the Rosh and Shuvah Klal Kofches. Now, the Maisa, we don't paskin like the Rambam. So even if you kivei is man, it's still mutter. But the Shuvah the Rosh says, and the Rambam brings us la locha, in Simon Kuf Samach Beisif Gimel, that the whole machlekes Rishonim against the Rambam is that since he didn't say that you can't pay him before that zman, so the kviya zman is only l'teva saliva. They don't hold the svara of the Magen Mishnah l'mashal that says that it's ke'ilu you were master and he should pay him b'zman ha'yoker, or the prisha that says he can't say it's b'shusay because he's not paying it because you kevei a zman for the pirayin. The reason why they don't hold the svara is because there's no minimum time. The zman is just the latest zman for the loivet to pay back, but he could pay back earlier. So even when you kaveya zman piroyin, but since you could pay back earlier, so you're not being masnet to pay back the expense of chitim, and you could say it's b'shusay. Masha'en kein, if you kaveya that you have no right to pay it back earlier, you have to dafka wait till that time, he's not accepting the chitim before a certain time. And at that time, it's already nisyaka the chitim. So there the Rishonim are maskim that it's aser. As I state in Shuvah Sarash, and it's also the Mashmais of the Rajba that only argues in the Rambam because he says that the Kviya's man is the Tevis Aleva. Means Be'etzim, he's maskim to the Chiddush of the Rambam that if there be a Kviya's man, that the Leva himself won't be able to pay back earlier, who will be Aser? And like we said, that's the Psak of the Rambam. And now the Mishnah goes weiter. V'Hillel Aser, and Hillel says it's Aser even at Shiav Ibn Yachem Smeftech. And that's because Hillel holds that there's an Isser of Sa'a B'Sa'a, even though it's Yeshlai. He doesn't hold the heter of Yeshlai. And the Gemara says about this, Amar of Nachan Rav Mishmuel, Alocha Kedivre Hillel, V'les Hilchus HaGavaseh. If Nachan Mishmuel said we pass like Hillel that there is no heter of Yeshlai, V'les Hilchus HaGavaseh, but we don't pass like Shmuel, we pass that we don't pass like Hillel, and there is a heter of Yeshlai. And then the Mishnah goes further, V'cheina Hillel Oymer Le'salve Isha Kikul HaChaverta, Ashita Ser Adamim, that a woman cannot borrow a loaf of bread from another woman unless you decide what price the loaf of bread is. Because if they're just going to pay back a regular loaf of bread, Shema Yukru Achitim, maybe the wheat will go up. So in this, the Gemara says, Amr Avida Mishmul Zudeve Hillel, only Hillel holds that way. Vechachamim Aimrim, Lovim Stam Uparim Stam, you can borrow and pay back without saying anything. Now the shaila is, what exactly is this machlokes? What's Hillel now saying? A new thing. Why isn't that the same machlekes with a sar b'sar is muta b'yesh layonat? So Rav Yishenim hold that he was talking about einloi. And there's a new machlekes still in the chachamim. There's one machlekes still in the chachamim when you borrow wheat, that says a huge amount of wheat, an actual commercial loan, but it's just a chiyave b'niyai chayemsim aftech, where it's yeshloi. And that's a machlekes still in the chachamim if there's a heter of yeshloi. And then there's another machlekes when a housewife borrows a small food item from a friend, you borrow a carton of milk or a cup of sugar, there the chachamim are matter even if it's einloi. That's a new het. It's not the heter of yeshloi. It's the heter that since you're dealing with a small item, a small household item, the chachamim are matter even if it's einloi. Rashi says, shleichmiu ledaktik b'issasar b'sar kol kach. They weren't so medaktik and issasar b'sar. L'chay, what he means is, that the issa of sar b'sar applies to a more commercial type loan, something which is used as a regular household thing that you need some food for a meal. Chazal b'chol didn't put that on the category of sar b'sar at all. That's one malach you could say. So there's a new machlek is hill in the Rabbanan, if sar b'sar applies even to small items like a kikar. Taisha says a little bit different. He also brings Rashi, but he himself says another pshat, and the Rishayim say this, and it's based on the Gemara right afterwards. The Gemara says that B'nei Chabura Makpidim Zel Zeh, they're either, according to Hillel, Mishim Ribis. If B'nei Chabura Makpid on each other, they're very careful that they have an exact cheshbon, who owes whom what, so then there's different problems that could come up with the problems of Shabbos, Amidah Mishkal Aminyan, and Levin and Parim B'yantif, and according to Hillel, they also have a problem of Ribis. So Taisa says that the Chachamim hold there's no problem of ribis because they assume that there's no kpeda, even if they're normally makbid zel zeh, but there is no kpeda. Neighbors who borrow from each other, so good, one day you borrow from me this, next day I borrow that, you pay back a little bit more, you pay back a little bit less. It has nothing to do with ribis, it's because there's no kpeda b'chlal, so even if the price goes up, there's no kpeda, that's what the heter is. Rashi is mashma, even with the kpeda, the fact that it's a small item, they weren't makbid kol kach. And Taisus is saying that the heter is because there's no kpeda there. People mamish don't care how much they pay back or how much they get paid back. So merely you can't call it ribis. There's a third shot from the Rishayim. It's based on the Gemara Nafayim Bezim and Bez, which we're going to discuss also. The Gemara there says, Love and Al-Shar Shibashuk. That means there's a new heter by Sa'a B'Sa'a. Even by Einloi, but let's say it's Matzi B'Shuk, let's say there's a shar shibashuk, it's yotza shar. People are selling it, and there's a definitive price now. So we say legami paiskan ala peiris, which also has the same problem of shem yaku, someone prepaying for an order, that there's a heter of yeshloi, and there's also a heter of yotza shar. In paiskan ala peiris, such a yotza shar paiskan. Because yotza shar is considered like yeshloi. Since it's accessible to him, he could buy it with the money that he receives. So a male is considered like yeshloi. We spoke about the barichas much earlier in the parak. So the Gemara in Dafayin Bey says that love and al-shar shibashuk means who didn't legabe the heter of saw b'saw, if it's yotza shar, it's called yeshloi. There's a machlokes Rishayim, if he has to al-kapanim have money, then he could buy it with it. But al-kapanim is a heter of yotza shar. So some Rishayim learned that Agamar is talking about yotza shar. The chachamim that say that love and stam apar and stam is because it's yotza shar. And the Mela has the same din as Yeshloi. So Kumtais, it's really the same Machlaikis again, Lefizet. That's how the Rif learns, and the Rambam is mashman that way. There's no Heta Bechlal by Kikar Be'etzim Lefidus Pshat. It's just that there are Banan Amateh because it's Yotza Shar. And Yotza Shar is considered Yeshloi by all Halvois. As long as it's Yotza Shar, and you could go and buy it yourself, so Mela, it blames Yeshloi. So that's the Heta, and Hill doesn't hold of the Heta of Yeshloi. Kolshkin doesn't hold of the heter of Yotza Ashar, and that's the Machlaikis. The Rishayim being the Raivin, that say a little bit differently. They say that any time it's a small household item, so even without Yotza Ashar, it's also called Yeshloi, because you could always borrow from someone else. We had that Svar in the Fayim Beis also, that when you could borrow it, the Yotza Ashar Melakutis, the Loket, could borrow Milaket Michavrei, that's also called Yeshloi. So who would then hear? If one woman is borrowing from another woman, she has an Eitza, it's called Yeshle, she could always borrow it from anyone else, it's available, And therefore, even if it isn't Yotze Ashar, such a thing is mutter. But not because Stam Chazal were makbid on small time halvois, or because the people aren't makbid, and that's why it's called ribbis. But in the geder of Sa'a B'Sa'a, that has a din of Yeshlai, because you could borrow it. That's the Ravid's pshat. So the Rif and the Rambam are the most machmir, they all detaken need Yotze Ashar, and there's no heter of kikar altogether. Now, Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin that a small thing like a kikar doesn't go into the rule of Sa'a B'Sa'a, because the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rif and the Rambam kedarkai. But the Rambam, in Siman Kuf Samach Beisif Aleph, he brings the Shittas, the Taisus and Rashi, and the other Rishayim that say that there is a heter of a kikar, a davar mu'at, where people aren't makbid or stam, that they weren't geizer in a davar mu'at. And he says, v'chei na'igim lahakel. Lamaisa, Ladina today, where we have supermarkets where all these items are for sale, l'chayr, that should have the same din of Yotze Ashar. Lamaisa, the shach paskins, like the Rishayim, that by Yotze Ashar, you don't have to actually have money. So even if she doesn't have money, or even like the Rishayim that say you do need money, but l'chayr, you don't need all the money, l'chayr, any amount of money is good enough. But Al Kapanim, you should be able to have the heter of Yotze Ashar today. So even according to the Mechaber, it would be mutter for a lady to borrow a carton of milk or sugar or whatever it is, baking ingredients, whatever she might need, a roll of paper towels. Let me buy it that we pass on like the Ramah that says it's mutter, be like the Mechaber, it should have the din of Yotze Ashar. Now, the Lashon of Hillel is, Lo salve isha kikah l'chaver dashet aser adamim. You're not allowed to lend the Isha Kikar unless you make a price. The Rishayim, the Ramban and the Rashba, Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Ches, Shtelzach, because the Gemara there was going on the Mishnah there. The Mishnah there says you're allowed to borrow a Kikar, a lady's allowed to borrow a challah from her friend on Shabbos, as long as you don't mention the word Halva. So the Gemara says it doesn't seem like it goes like Hillel. Hillel says that you're not allowed to borrow a Kikar. And the Gemara there says that we're talking about that the kikar had a set price. Everyone knew the price of the kikar. And therefore it goes up, they'll pay the lower price. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. But the Gemara was bothered. How would you be allowed to borrow a loaf of bread, a loaf of challah on Shabbos, according to Hillel? So the Ramban and the Rashba asked there, that l'chayr, the lashon that you're not allowed to borrow, l'chayr is not meduk. You're allowed to borrow the bread. The only problem is, if it goes up, then you can't pay back the bread. Borrowing's okay, but the rule is that if it goes up, say only mechuyev the lower price. That's the isser of sa'a b'sa'a. There shouldn't be any isser to borrow a sa'a of chitim. The isser is that when it goes up, you can't pay back the sa'a of chitim. So as I fact, there are man and there are ashbadim and masech the sham, it's a bother. What's the gemara's kasha b'chlal? So the Ramban answers, and no, Hill was medayik. She can't even borrow the bread, because since the women mederach klal don't think about the price of the bread. So even if this woman would say, well, I'll tell you what, I'll borrow the bread, and in case it goes up, I won't pay back the bread, I'll just pay back the money it was worth originally. But chayshah, she won't do it because she'll look very stingy, or she'll forget, she won't realize that it went up. So therefore, Hillel is saying a chiddush that you can't even borrow the bread, you can't be seimach, that you'll pay back if it goes up, you'll just pay back the money it was worth originally. Because you might not want to do it because you look stingy, or you won't know that it goes up, and therefore he asked it borrowing the bread to begin with. That's what the Ramban says. So the Rashba says, Lefiza, you have to say, it's a shtikl dechik. The Gemara answers that when the price is clear, then you're allowed to do it. You have to say, as long as the price is clear, people wouldn't, they wouldn't feel that it's cheap to do it, and they'll know that the price went up. It's only when the price is unclear, then it would look cheap to be makbid on the price, or then there's a chash, you won't know that the price goes up. He says it's a daichik. So the Rashba says that a kikar b'derech klal, you have a challah, no one knows exactly how many ounces the challah is. So if flour goes up, you wouldn't know exactly how much your challah was worth, because you don't know how much flour was in your challah to begin with. So, Mel, it's impractical, b'derech klal, to say, well, I'll just borrow a challah, and I'll pay back, and in case the price goes up, I'll pay back the money. How are you going to know what the money is? he'll just pay back another challah, which you assume to be similar to the challah that you borrowed. Kites to mail means when you know the price of this particular challah, let's say it was a bakery challah, and you know exactly the price, so then when it goes up, you'll taka, give the lower price. But normally by a kikar, everyone makes their kikar differently, and there'll be no determination of exactly how much the kikar costs. That's the problem. Al-Gabanim, the Ramban and the Rashi both neman, that normally there's no problem borrowing, lending sa'a b'sa'a. There's no problem lending it because when the time comes to pay back, you have the option to pay the lower price. The problem is paying back the sa'a that you borrowed if it goes up. The Ritva earlier, on the beginning of the fourth perek, on that from Dalam and Beis, he brings and he says it's mashma from Rashi that there is an isser to lend saw b'saw. There is an isser to lend the saw, not like the Ramban and the Rashi, but Stam, there's an isser to lend the saw. He himself holds not the way, because he says the isser is only when you lend the saw and you red ice, that you have to pay me back the saw, even if it goes up. Otherwise, you're lending a saw, and mehecha teisa, you're being mechaiven to pay back the saw, even if it goes up. That's the halacha, when you lend the saw, and it goes up, so you don't have to pay the saw, you just have to pay the money it was worth before, so mehecha teisa did anything wrong. It means the Rayim from the Gemara there, Memdal Nama Beis, it says that Rav borrowed money from the daughter of Reb Chiya, and then it went up, and then he went to Reb Chiya and said, what do I have to pay back? And he said, you have to pay back the more expensive price, and the Gemara discusses, why don't you say it's saw b'saw? Either because the gold is considered tiva, and it's not considered like it went up, or the pshat is he himself had it, then it was l'veni t'shevim ni'achem s'mefteach. But it sounds like he only asked the shayla when it went up. Vaishis, he borrowed it, and he figured, listen, if it doesn't go up, I'll be able to pay it back, and if it goes up, I'll ask the shayla then. But the Ritva is mashmah, Rashi held not that way. The Rashi held that, no, that you're not allowed to borrow a saw. Unless fakert, unless you red ice with a clarkite, that the price that what you have to pay back is only the price it's worth now. I think the Pshat in Rashi is like this. It says, me'ikad dina de reisa, when you lend the saw, you have to taka pay back the saw even if it goes up. So as if you didn't red ice the other way, that blinds the tzitz of the alva. And that's Ribbis Darabanan. So mail the halva is aser, unless fakert, Ellen came to say adamim, like the Gemara says, unless you said no, that I'm not making up that you have to pay me back a saw, you only have to pay me back the price of the saw that it's worth now. Al-Gabanan, like we said, Rav Yishenim hold not the way, Rav Yishenim hold that as long as you didn't red ice, you have to pay the more expensive price, there's nothing wrong with the halva. Now the Gemara goes on, the Gemara brings the machlekes of Huna and Reb Yitzchak. Rav Huna says, Yesh li saw leiv v'saw, sasayim leiv v'sasayim. And Reb Yitzchak says, Afili yesh li saw leiv lef kamakur. And the Gemara brings, Tani Reb Chiya l'shul Reb Yitzchak tipis yayin ein loy tipis shem and ein loy hayesh li leiv lef kamatipit. And that's how we pass it. You don't have to have the full amount, as long as you have something that's good enough to borrow whatever you want. And the Rishayim explained the lamdas, because whatever you have can be matter each part of the loan that you made. If you have one saw of chitim, and you want to be leiv kama kurin, so this saw that you have is matter each saw of what you're borrowing. Because like Rashi explains, you're not actually paying back this saw. This saw is not actually niknatim. It's just kilu it's niknatim, and now you could use it for the next saw. Now you can use it for the next saw. Taisus brings down a machlekes. He brings out the Rivan that it only works if you shtel the vek that way, that you're not borrowing all these kurin in one shot. You're borrowing it saw by saw. Taisa says you don't have to actually give it to him in different shots, but you have to say that it's not one big halva of all these kurin, because you don't have the yesh lei keneged it. You have to say it's halva of this saw and that saw and that saw and that saw and that saw b'zachazeh. But Taisa holds not that way. Taisa holds that even if you do it b'vasachas, still that saw goes keneged each and every individual saw of what you're borrowing. Now, two interesting machlekes ha'paiskim, the menegeya, the heter of Yeshlei. One is, does a Malvin Leiv have to know about it in order to make it mutter? The Beis Yosef, and the Shach Paskins that way, says that they don't have to know about it. Even if they don't know anything about it, it's still mutter. At least he brings Rishayim that hold that way. But she learns up that way. Just Chazal said, if it's Yeshlei, so it's considered that whatever you have goes connected what you borrowed. And he says that you can't say that you have to be mechavet to enacted him. He says, I bezayin, I'm a eretz, wouldn't be allowed to borrow sa'a b'sa'a, because he doesn't know the halacha. He doesn't understand that the yisayit of yeshla is because what you have is considered like you're being machnet to the lekech. So he's not being mechavet to machnet lekech. He says, the paiskim never say anyway, you have to mechavet to machnet to the lekech. It goes automatically. So even if you don't know about it, it works automatically. The Rambam says, by leival shar shebishuk, it has to be a dua. Shar is kavu of yadua. It has to be that they know about it. The Shach learns, because I think he's also learned like the Beis Yosef, he just means that if you don't know about it, you can't l'chatchila lend, because you can't lend sa'a b'sa'a, because as far as you know, it's aimlein. As far as you know, there is no shar shebishuk. But if you did, and you found out later that there was a shar shebishuk, or you found out later that it was yeshlei, so the Shach avadi, you're allowed to pay back, even if it's nisyakir. It doesn't make a difference if you knew about it, you didn't know about it. The het is not totally on your idea. The Bach holds not the way. The Bach says, the Rambam says, L'gabe shayah shebishuk, it has to be yadua. And he brings also in the Muki Yosef, a Chidush Aran, early in the fourth parak on that sugi with Rav, which is mashman, you have to know about it. So he says, that's a Tanai. It doesn't automatically become nikna to the malva. Only if they know about it. If you don't know about it, it doesn't become nikna to the malva. He holds, if they don't know about it, it's taka asr. The Taz is mechalik. The Taz holds that by regular yeshle is medayik. The Ram doesn't mention there that he knows that he has it. Taisus by yeshle it works automatically, but by shayar shebishuk, there the Ram says it has to be yadua. So like the Taz, the reason is, if that's how I understand the Taz, by shayar shebishuk, Bebesin, he doesn't have it. Navas, he's saying it's accessible. If he doesn't know that it's accessible, that's not called accessible. If he knows about it, then he can. That means he could go buy it. So that's accessible. So that makes it kilu. He has it kilu. It's niknat l'kech. Now, Shengen, if he doesn't know about it, so that means from his vantage point, it's not accessible. So that's not called yeshlei. But if he actually has it, so then, like the Beis Yosef says, the kinyan works automatically. The kinyan works automatically. So he doesn't have to know about it. That's how the Taz is mechalak. So we have three shittas. The Bach holds that yeshlei and shayar shebishuk don't work unless he knows about it, unless the Malva knows about it, or the Leiva knows about it. The Beis Yosef and the Shach Paskin that know, if you don't know about it, it works. And the Taz is mechalik, that by yeshlei mamish, you don't have to know about it, but by shayar shebishuk, he does have to know about it. Another interesting thing machlekes apaiskim is, Beis Yosef brings from the Rishayim, let's say he doesn't have, and you want to lend him saw b'saw, so the Pashat Eitz says, so give him some of it. Give him some of it b'matana, or sell him some of it, and they'll have, and then, once he's Yeshleim At, you could be Malva with the rest. The Beis Yosef brings it to me there, Ashba, that if you lend him something, you can't use what you lend him to be considered like he has something connected. What now are you going to, you want to lend him now? So the Beis Yosef says, that the time saying, so the Rashba said to me, the Rashba says, why? Because Milva Leitza Nidna. So you can't use what you borrowed in order to be considered Yeshle, because Milva Leitza Nidna. It's not like he has it because Milva Leitza Nidna. So the Beis Yosef says, time saying, I don't know what it means. Everything is Leitza. If you own something, it's also Leitza Nidna. You can do what you want with it. But still, Chazal said, it's considered Nikna to the Malva. So who would then, something that you borrowed, even though it's Leitza, but what's the difference? Everything a person has is Leitza, but you could use it. So why can't something that you borrowed also be considered Yeshlei to use it to be matter the Isser of Sa'a B'Sa'a? And the Shulchan Aruch Taka Paskins, that if he doesn't have, you could give him some of it, or you could lend him, and then you could borrow Kamasan. He Paskins not like the Tamidei Rashba. So the Bach is very bothered. Why is he arguing Sfar with the Rishayim of the Tamidei Rashba? The Taz says the Pshan the Tamidei Rashba is that you can't lend him something because Hagufa. What's the heter to lend him the first thing? Lending him the first saw, that's already an Issah Saw Saw, because at that point it was Aimlai. So Kunle's Lafita Taz, the Tamidei Rashba is not saying a Chiddish that when you borrow something, that's not called Yeshlei. If you borrow something, he says, if you borrowed it beheter, let's say you borrowed something at that time, it was Taka Yeshlei. And now all you have is a thing you borrowed. So like the Taz, you could use it. But it means that you can't lend him something Because on the lending goof, it'll be a problem of sa'av in the Shulchan Aruch that says that you couldn't. But what's matter the first lending? Unless that's a dove mu'at, and we said before that a dove mu'at, Chazal were makbin on it. But the Lashon Tamid Rashi is not the way. The Lashon Tamid Rashi says that lending it doesn't work because so zu loitzia lava isa. It sounds like the etzim, it's not called yeshle because it was loitzia. See, tak have the beseisus taina. Everything is loitzia. So the Bach, Taka Paskins, like the Tamini Rashba, that even if he borrowed beheter, it's usher. I think the svara is, when he owns it, so we say it's ki'ilu, then now he's giving it up to the malva. But when he borrowed it, so there's no such svara, it's ki'ilu, now he's giving it to the malva. Fakad, he borrowed it. Avad, he's not paying back with what he borrowed. There's no point to borrowing more and paying it back with the other thing that's borrowed. So Mil, you don't have the whole lumdus of yeshloi. The Taz, later in Kuf Samach Gimel, and the Gaon also says it right here in Kuf Samach Beis, they bring a Rashba early, which is the Chayinah like this Talmidei Rashba. The Rashba early, we spoke it out in the Shia and Daf Samach Beis and Beis. There the discussion was, when you're Paisik ala Peiris by Yeshloi, the Rambam by Paisik ala Peiris, when you're giving money at Shaloi Yotza Hashar, the Rambam says it has to be Yeshloi the entire amount of Chitim. The Shaila is Mechatesa. Why by Halvah we say that even Yeshloi Ma'at, you could be Paisik, you could be Malva, whatever you want. And by Yeshle, by Pesach al Peiris, where you're giving money, where you're buying it, there we say you have to have the entire thing. So the Rashba says like this. The Rashba says that by Halva, it could snowball. The pshat is, whatever you borrow, automatically that becomes yours, and then it could be used to be a Yeshle for the next thing. If you have one drop of wine, so every drop of wine you borrow, now that becomes two drops of wine, and now these two drops of wine could be used against the next two drops of wine you borrowed, and then the next four drafts, and then the next eight, and then the next 16. And mainly, you can have all you need to be Yeshlei. Mashenken, when you're getting money, so that what you're getting is not considered Yeshlei. You need Yeshlei Chit, and the money's not enough. So it can't snowball, it can't become the part of the Yeshlei. So you mainly need all the Chitim that you agreed for the Psika. Chazak the Taz, and Kuf Samach Gimel, and the guy in here, this Rash is Mavur like the Beis Yosef, that when you borrowed, that's also considered Yeshle. And that's why whatever you borrow could be vaita used as the Yeshle against what you're still borrowing, and merely you'll have everything that you need, connected everything that you borrow, Mashenken, when you use the money. So that's Mavur like the Beis Yosef, that borrowing is called Yeshle, not like the Tamidei Rashba here, that the Beis Yosef brings down, that borrowing is not called Yeshle. So those are the two Shailas in the Peskin that we discussed. Do you have to know about it in order to be called Yeshlei? And also, do you have to own it or borrowing? Is that also good enough to be called Yeshlei? And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, V'yomer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tamid Chacham mutarim luva zeh mizeh beribis. Tamid Chacham allowed to borrow one from the other with ribis. May tama, may the adi the ribis asur matonu diyave adadi. They know that ribis is asur. So obviously they don't mean ribis. They just want to give him matana. And then the Gemara says, "Omli l'Shmuel lavu bari, helveni mea palpalim b'mea v'esrin. Lend to me 100 peppers for 120 peppers for orech, and that's fine." Atkan the Gemara. So the Rishonim Taisus Matana b'Alma Kiyavle says it's nafka by a dava muat, which he would give anyway. That's the aside what it means that they're not giving it l'shem ribis. That the matana is not because of the halva. Stam, they're generous with each other. They don't mind giving extra. It's not a scharf and alvar. Savadin, it's only a dove muat. Some Rishonim add that it's dafka by tzorchei suda, which I understand to mean, like we said before, by saw b'saw, with hill, with kikar. Some loans are like commercial loans, financial loans, and some loans are kitchen loans, household loans. By tzorch suda, is that type of a loan, then it's not the derech to give ribis. You're not doing it because of the loan. Stam, you're giving a matana, not because of the loan. Stam, you want to be generous one with the other. But any other type of loan, even a small amount, would be aser. That's a kamri shainim, the Ramban, the Mukiyas of kamri shainim, if an art say, mention this thing about tzarche suda. Another thing the Rishainim say is, and this is a machlekes, a kapanam a machlekes apaiskim, that they say that it can't be that there was an actual asna. You can't make up at the time in Alva that you're going to give extra. Says Ech Mefurish. And Rambam that way, that the pshat is that there was no asna. Shalas, how do you learn the Gemara that Shmuel said, Hoveni mei pilpa mei v'eshen, that sounds like asna. Lend me 100 and I'm going to give back 120. So Rabban says, either the pshat is he meant that I'm not necessarily giving you back 120. He just said, lend me 100 and you should know, even if I give you 120, you'll be fine. I might and I might not. There's no asna. Or he meant to say that I'm not the type to be medactic. It's gantz yitachin, you're going to get 120. He wasn't trying to teach him halacha that even if I would give you 120, it'd be mutter. But he's telling him, you might end up with 120 because I don't really care so much. I'm not going to count the peppers. I'll just throw them all in. You might end up with 120. But it wasn't with asna. If it's asna, it's aser. Now the pshat's like this, because we're not going to be matir ribis ksutsa this way. Anything which is ribis deraisa, even if you're giving it derech matana, could be it's taka asa, could be it's taka asa mi deraisa. So if you renais b'shas talva that you're going to give it, that's called ribis ksutsa. There's no such thing as giving it l'shem matana. Even if you would have given the matana anyway, and even if you're not doing it because of the loan b'chlal, but the fact that you made a ksitsa ribis in alva is going to ask mi deraisa no matter what. That's l'chayr the lumdis. And l'chayr means it's asimi deraisa. Now what's the het of tamina chachamim being malvil zeb zebi ribis? It's a shayl of ribis mucheris. There was no ksitsa anyway. Mi deraisa, everything's mutter. Ribis mucheris is a tanai. It's only asa when you say b'shul me'secha shayisa b'teila setzli. And that's for everyone. Now us, Rishayim say, and we spoke about this earlier, that if you give extra b'shas the piroyin, when you give v'shas the piroyin, that's also no matter what. Because that looks like ribis. So there we say that Tamina Chachamim, they have a different story. Tamina Chachamim, even though they give the extra v'shas piroyin, but since they know the ribis is aser, so even v'shas piroyin, it's not the pshat they're giving out ribis, it's not giving a matana, and could be dafka by a davamur, like the Rishayim say, and could be dafka by Tzarech Yisuda. But Al-Kapanim, with these tanoim, you don't have a problem with ribis mucheris. But ribis ksutza, it wouldn't be matter. That's what Kabir Rishayim say, as they state in Rambam, as they paskin in Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah, he brings the Gai Sashri and other Rishayim that a Mavur, even with Asna, it's Mutter, like the Pashas Mashmai Yisid Gemara, that Shmuel said at the time of the Halva, give me 100, I'll give you back 120. Now the Yisayin Adavar is that Asna, Guf is Asna of Matana. They're saying, B'Shas Halva, I'm going to give extra, but I'm not giving extra B'Shul Malva. The asna is the asna of matana. There are more takapaskins that way. That Tamir Chachamim can even be masna as long as the masna l'shem matana. It's a great sashri in the beginning of the parak that says it in Furish. Meseyesef and the Darkimesh discuss what exactly pshat in the great sashri is. But that's a pshat that I understood from the Ramah, from the Darkimesh, from the Taz. And the reason why it's not called Ribis Ksutza is because the asna is your red ice. I'm taka going to give you extra, but not al tzribis, not al tzalva. I'm going to give you an extra matana, since you made that asna should be l'shem matana, not l'shem ribis, that's not called ribis. The Gemara says, Vaita, Amrav Yudam Arav, Mutaloy l'adam l'halvis bonav nebesi b'ribis k'latim tam ribis. You're allowed to lend your children and the people in the house ribis in order to give them a taste of ribis, and then it says, v'lav milsi mishindoma asi l'misrach. You really shouldn't do it, because maybe they'll end up becoming, lending beribis because of this experience. It won't teach him the right thing, it will teach him the wrong thing. So Rashi's latima means she'edukam mitzdaru meitzer ha'neishnai, to know how much the person who's giving the ribis is mitzar over it. The avinu kama inshigad will understand how terrible ribis is because they have to pay ribis, they'll see how terrible it is to pay ribis. But the Tarez says, could be it'll be fakert, by having them borrow ribis and paying at ribis, they'll get in their hearts, Lahagel, so listen with Lahagel, Shiachim Libim Eskai. So Kipshuta, you learn up Rashi that he's lending them beribis. His children ask him, can I borrow money? And he says, yeah, I'll lend you money, but you have to pay back ribis. And then they'll find out how difficult it is when the interest accrues, how difficult it is to pay up the debts of ribis. They'll understand how bad ribis is. Now, the shaila is like this. If you learn that the issue is to lend them ribis, and the Ritva L'Chari says in Mefurish, that you're lending them beribis, that's the Chari Pashib Shat. So that feeling firsthand, the tsar of somebody who's borrowing beribis. So why is that mutter? Why isn't it staminis of their Isa? Or if they're not bar mitzvah yet, Why is it stam and iser? They're borrowing money and they're paying with this. The Gemara says it's mutter because you want to be mangled them, you want to show them how bad it is, but then says also because Sfaked will teach them that ribbis is a very profitable thing. What happened to the iser ribbis? So the Dvar says that since the banu v'bnei beisai, they don't have their own money, they don't have their own pocket. Everything comes from the father. When they take money to pay you back, they're taking your money. So you're not getting any ribbis. It's all yours. It's a shpil. You give them an allowance, which you're not mechuyev to give them. They want more, so you lend them money, and then they're going to end up having to pay the allowance for the next 6 weeks because it is one thing, and the ribbis keeps on building up, and they see how terrible it is, ribbis. But you're not getting anything because it's all your money. The whole thing is one grace of shpil. So that's how the Dvar learns. So lefinis pshat, you're lending them beribis. Latimam tam ribis means that they should get the tsar of a borrower of ribis, how hard it is to pay back the debts. When they're in the web of debts, how hard it is to get out when there's ribis. And the reason why it's mutter is because they don't have their own money. They're saim chanal shulchanai. It's all your money. So the Gan Tzadak is one big shmil. And the reason why you shouldn't do it is because even though they're on the receiving end, but forget it, they can't wait till they become that they go and lend other people ribbis, and they get rich at other people's expense. That's what might happen. But the Rambam says that the reason why, the Rambam says, here's a lashon in the Rambam in Malvolevi Perek Dalachaches, also let them lahalvis bonav they base of ribbis, ava bi she'enem makbunim atonu hu she'noisim lehen, harez also she'megilim bedavazet. So since he says the reason why it would be etzem be mutter, if not for Dilma Asl and Mishach, is because he's giving them a matana, so the Mashmoy said the Rambam is fakert, that he's borrowing with them, he's borrowing money from them and paying them back ribbis. And we say it's just like with the Menachem, that he's not doing it b'shvul v'alva. He's a father, he's not giving them matana to give them ribbis. But it sounds like fakert, that when the Gemara said mutl el adam lahavas manav emesib ribbis neil timin tar ribbis, it means to borrow from them and pay them back ribbis. So the shaila is if that's the pshat in the Rambam, because and that's the chayim mucha, because the Rambam says that the reason why it would be mutter is because he's giving them matan. It sounds like he's giving them the ribbis. So what's kedei latimim tar ribbis? What's the pshat in that? The chayim doesn't shlim with Rashi's pshat because you want them to feel how painful ribbis is. Because fakert. He's borrowing from them the ribbis. He's borrowing money from them and paying them ribbis. So what's pshat? So the Prisha holds that the Rambam holds exactly like the way we're learning with Rashi, with the Ritva, that also he's lending them the ribbis. And matana ba'almud hu d'naisalem means that he's not really going to take the ribbis from them. He's going to be mavater. He's going to tell them, you don't have to pay the ribbis in the end, or he's going to give it back to them. That's what it means. It's understood that he's not going to profit over the ribbis for his own children. Avadi is going to end up giving it back to them. That's how you learn. So it's similar to the Ritva. The Ritva says, anyway, the whole thing's his. And the Rambam says, no, not sure the whole thing's his, but the pshat is he's going to repay them anyway. So he's just doing them latimim taribbis to make them feel how hard it is to have the pressure of ribbis. And then we say, no, there's a problem with Dilma Asl Mishrach. So Kumdais, the Rambam's not saying a different pshat, he's just giving a slightly different havana why it would be mutami deraisa. But on the Baiskim Mefarshim learn, and the Rambam Taka means, lahavas ben v'esha means fakert. To borrow from them the ribbis and pay them back ribbis. And that's a Parshim Shat in the Rambam, that really it's not ribbis because he's giving them matana, like by the Tamini Chachamim. But it's also Slamasul Mishach. But the Shaila is on this Pshat, what does it mean to latimim tam ribbis? What does he want to do? Why does he want to be taim them a tam ribbis? Bishleim, if they're in the receiving end, in other words, they're borrowing from him the ribbis. So the pshat is he wants to show them how painful ribbis is. That's Rashi's pshat. But if he's borrowing from them the ribbis, he's paying them. So what's going to timam tam ribbis? So Nekudas HaKesef says that the pshat is that when they see how much money they're making, then they'll see how hard it is for the other guy. I think it's a shikl daichik. The other way is yashayich. And even though they saw how hard it is for themselves, but that gave them a taiva to fakert, to be on the other end of the table and go and make money off someone else's suffering. But when you make money off someone else's suffering, that doesn't give you an empathy for yen's suffering, l'chayra. I mean, that's what the Shach says in the Kudus HaKesef.
The Torah says a pshat, which the Shach doesn't like at all, that it doesn't mean it's not religious instruction. The pshat is he wants to teach them how to be a banker. And then they'll use this knowledge to be bankers for Goyim. So the pshat is now he's borrowing them for Ribbis. He wants to teach them what it means. How to lend somebody for Ribbis, he'll be their first customer. And he's going to start them off a chinuch on a parnasa of lending Goyim Beribis. And the problem is the Mashal Misa, because maybe lend to Yidin Osa Beribis. The Torah says it's Meduik. It doesn't say it's a mitzvah to do it. It doesn't say it's a good thing to do it. It says Mutter, because it's not necessarily a mitzvah. The Pshat is you want to train them. See, that's how there's Mutter, because Bamas, you're not giving them Beribis, it's only a Matana. But no, it's a problem with the Mashal Misa. But there's a Meridik Azach, which neither the Shach or the Taz saw. It's in the Shita Mekabetzis, a Tshuva from the Rith, Mutik Meloshin Arvi. And he's also learning that the Pshat is that the father's lending from them Beribis. The father's lending from them, and it was the father borrowing from them Beribis, I mean. They're the lenders. But he says that Latimata Ribis means that we want them to have a Taiva, to have a Yetzahara, to lend Beribis, so they'll get more Schar when they don't lend Beribis. Meridik what the Havman is, but that's as I state, this is Chuvah Sarif, so Mustafa and Rambam means that also. Kedei Latim Tar Ribis is the Pshat, that you're doing it because you want to give them a taste for Ribis, Latim Tar Ribis, and wanting a taste for, so that way they'll get more Schar when the Kaivish they eat Sahara and don't lend people Ribis. Now the Gemara says, La Milsi, because Dilma Slo Mishach, it could work for Kaid, it could be they'll get more Schar, but on the other hand, it could be they'll talk of Inichshul because of this, so well, it's not Kedei to do it. So Bekitza, Rashi learns the Gemara that they're borrowing Beribis and they're experiencing the pain of Ribis. And the reason why it's Mutter is like the Ridva explains, because it's all his money anyway. Or maybe like the Prisha says, Pshat and Rambam, because he's going to give back the money anyway. But the Gemara says, even though they're experiencing the pain of Ribis, but still that might make them want to experience the other way, to experience the joy of getting the Ribis. The Pasha Taitcha, the Rambam, is the other way, that the father is borrowing, the father is giving the Ribis, and the reason why it's Mutter is because he's giving them a Matana, like by Tamina Chachamim, and Latimim Tam Ribis, the Taz says to train them to be a good banker. And the Shach says, because when they realize how much money they're making, that will goofa give them this sympathy for the borrower, and then they'll understand how bad Ribis is. And the Tshuva Sarif, he says the pshat is that they'll get a taiva for Ribis, so they'll get more skar when they don't lend Ribis. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Oyma adol mechaveri nachashimi v'nachashimcha, adrimi v'adrimcha." You'll have to say, you now go and work for me, do avoid of nichash, of hoeing, of weeding, and I'll do for you the same work. You can't agree to do a different work, because perhaps the work you're agreeing to is harder than the work he does, and the reason why you're doing more difficult work than he did is because Hamtanis Mois, you don't have to pay him right away. He's going to wait until you're ready to do the work, and then maybe you can do more difficult work. That's Ribis. And then the Mishnah says, Kol Yimei Gvir Echad, Kol Yimei Evi Achas. If it's the same season, so all the Nichash and Eder is the same, you don't say that one is harder, one is easier. But Le'yayim Le'echareishi Mei Begrin, V'neichash Mei Be'reviya, you don't can't say you plow for me when it's a dry season and I'll plow in a rainy season, because the rainy season is harder than the dry season. It also is a problem of Ribis. Ad kan the Mishnah. So the Sefer Chumis, it's in Shaim and Vav Chelik Dalet Siman Nun. It's brought in the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Samach. He sees a gewaldig chiddush in this Gemara. He says a gewaldig chiddush which he sees in this Mishnah. He says, what's it then if a guy's like this? I want you to lend me money. The guy says, I'll agree to lend you money. But tonight, when I need money, you have to give me a loan. I'm going to give you a loan now. I'm going to give you $1,000 for 2 months. But tonight, when I need a loan, you have to give me $1,000 for 2 months. So I have to say for Chumas, if the tonight is that you give me a bigger loan or a loan for a longer time, that's Ribis. But if the tonight is that you're going to give me the same loan I gave you, that's Mamish's Mishnah, that Nachashimi v'Nachashimcha Adami v'Adarimcha. As long as it's the same work at the same season, so man, there's no Ribis. So here also, I'm not getting extra money. I give you a loan, and then you're going to give me a loan. It's the same thing. I'm not getting anything extra. That's not Ribis. does like the Sefer Chumas. And the Mordechai, at the end of the perek, he brings the same thing from the Maram. But then he brings from another Rishon that he also smamish Ribis Ksutza. It's Ribis Ksutza. To go and say, I'm lending you money, but tonight when I need money, you lend me money, even if it's the same amount of money, for the same amount of time, that's Ribis Ksutza. And he says, there's no shachas to that Mishnah. And Mishnah, if I did work for you, I could charge for the work. I could charge money. I could charge whatever I want for work. You could charge for work. So I'm charging you that you work for me. That's not for Amtanus Mais. That's for the work. You're allowed to charge for work. Now the Varth is, if you're working extra, so why are you working extra? Usually, whatever value the work is here, the work is there. Elamai, why are you working extra? Because of Amtanus Mais. So that's Ribbis. My Shangin, if working the same, or relatively the same, calling me Viachas, calling me Grin Achas. So you're not doing anything extra. So it's nothing to Amtanus Mais. I worked, and you're charging for the work. Mashain Kane, by lending money, I can't charge you for lending money. So I can't charge you anything for lending money. Even Ribbis Dvarim is Asur. So how can I charge you for lending money that you have to lend me money? Lending money is a valuable thing. Having cash to borrow is a valuable thing. How can I charge lending money because I lend you money and now I charge for lending money? Zag Dvarim, it's Ribbis Ksutza. Now the emphasis I can hear, Asvari for the Sefer Atrumis, that the pshat is, if you're charging something for lending money, that's Ribbis. Mashenkin, if you're charging lending money for lending money, Hagufa, does state in Ribbis that lending money is not something you could charge for. It's not something, in Hilchas Ribbis, it's not something of any value. That's good for the pshat in Hilchas Ribbis. The lending money has to be free, I can't charge. So who within your lending money is also not considered a payment. That's also free, it's not matanai. So here the two tzadim, either the pshat is no. Lending money is very valuable. You grant exeris a kasiv, you're not allowed to charge for it. But if you're charging lending money for lending money, so come that you charge something for lending money, that's your besutza. Well, no, the Torah said that lending money has no value. So the lending back also has no value. So Mela, halveni valvecha, is not ribis b'chlal. Neither of them have any value. Problem is, I don't see what the Sefer Chumas saw from our sugya. Gavaldiga yisayin. But nichash definitely has value. But novas then, the nachashimim v'nachashimcha, your nichush, is not from Tanis Mois, it's because of my nichush. And if you do extra, so the extra is from Tanis Mois. When you see anything about halveni v'alvecha, I don't understand. V'tzarechin, v'alkapanim, there are more in Simon Kuf Samach, in Sif Tes, he brings both days, he brings a day that's mutta legamri, he brings a day it's Ribbis Ksutza. And v'kivenga ifinart, klaizik v'aldik ashayla, he says, on the side of Shibis Ksutza, so let's say like this. Reuven told Shimon, I'm lending you money, but you have to lend me back money when I need the money. So Reuven gives Shimon the loan. Then Reuven comes back to Shimon. He tells Shimon, okay, now I need the money. Now you have to lend me money. Shimon says, I really would rather not lend you money, but listen, you're forcing me. We made up from the previous Tava. Okay, I'll lend you the money. It's not what I want to do, but if I have to, I'll do it. He lends the money, and then they go to Beis Din, and Beis Din says, no. The second loan is Ribbis Ksutza. Fine, Reuven pays back the second loan. But that's not Ribbis Ksutza Yetzir B'dayanim, because he anyway had to pay back the second loan. Even if the second loan was completely mutti, he had to pay it back. Where's the Ribbis Ksutza Yetzir B'dayanim? So Zagdia B'Kvega Chiddush declares that Shimon could charge Reuven for the second loan. He says like this. He brings the Mishnah L'Melech. The Mishnah L'Melech says that Ribbis is only when you give a voluntary loan. Let's say someone comes and takes away your money. You had money, you wanted to invest the money. Someone came, grabbed away the money, and he invested the money. And then he pays you back. Zagdin Ishmael, you could charge him the interest on the money. Because it's not a loan. A loan, you can't charge Ribbis. But here, he took your money. Shalikidin, it's not a loan. And he was mafsid you because he took your money. So he made the money with the money. And you didn't make the money with the money. You could charge him interest on the money. So he says, could be the same thing here. Reuven lent Shimon money, fine. And now Shimon lent money. But that loan that Shimon gave to Reuven wasn't really a loan. It was Ribbis Ksutza. That loan is Yaitzeh B'dayanim. So mainly he could charge Ribbis on that loan. That loan is Ke'ilu. Reuven stole the loan that you could charge interest. He says, Sarach Le'in. He says, Sarach Le'in Ladina. Al-Gabbanim, those are the two shittas that the Sefer Chumas understands from a Mishnah as long as it's the same loan. For the same amount of money, same amount of time, it's mutter, but others say it's Ribbis Ksutza. And now let's go right to. The Mishnah talks about all the different laven that you could be over by Ribbis El or even by Leisa say, Hamalva Valeva or the Edom, Chamar Mafa Sefer. And the Gemara says, Malva over Bekulan. Malva is over all the different laven. He's over on Eskas Bechal Asim Le Beneshech. He's over on Tikach Meidin Neshech Vetimus. He's over on Lesila Kenosh, Lesila of Neshech. And he's also over on Lefne Evil Lesita Mechshol. The Lev is over on Fakert, other laven, Lesashech Achicha, Lechicha Lesashech, and Lefne Evil Lesita Mechshol. Orev Eidim 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 The Orev and the Eidim, they're over on Lesasim and Olav Neshech. So Taisa says, sometimes the Arav and the Edom would also be over on Lifnei Iver. If, let's say, the Malva would not lend the money without the Arav and the Edom's participation, so then the Eivah Lifnei Iver, because they facilitate the Aveir of Ribbis. If, let's say, the loan would not have happened without them, so Mela, they're over on Lifnei Iver, Lissit Mechshol. So why did it say that the Arav and the Edom are over on Lifnei Iver? Taisa says, because Lipsikale, they're not always over Lifnei Iver, because let's say the guy would have lent it without the Arav and the Edom. Happens to be, he preferred having Arav and Edom, but he would have done the same Havah without the Arav and the Edom. So then the Arav left the Evil Seat in Mechshol. And Taisa says, because it wipes Trey of Idanara. It says that when you give a case of wine to a Nazir, if there was no way he could have gotten it, it's Trey of Idanara. So Mela, that's left the Evil. But if it's Chad of Idanara, he could have gotten it without you, but you happened to pass it to him. So Mela, that's an Aver of left the Evil. So here also, the Arev and the Edom, if the Pshat is, you never would have lent without them. You needed them for the loan. So Mamela, they're even left either. But you can have cases where he doesn't need them. He would have given them loan without the Arev, without the Edom. He just preferred the Arev and the Edom. So there, that's called Chad Ever Denar, and there there's no left either. So the Mishnah Lamelech, Chilchas Ma'av Leiva Perek, Dal Alacha Meiz, he brings a Kasha from the Pnei Moshe that asks, then why didn't he say the same thing with the Leiva? Let's say he's the only one that would borrow from him Beribis, so then he's Eivah Lifnei Iver. But let's say he has plenty of people that would borrow from him Beribis. So Mela, that's called Chad Eivah Denar. So Mela wouldn't be Eivah Lifnei Iver. Or the same thing, the Malva. Let's say he's the only guy that would lend him Beribis. So Mela, the Malva is Eivah Lifnei Iver. But let's say if he wouldn't lend him Beribis, he'd go to a different Malva. So why don't you say also, it's Chad Eivah Denar. He's not Eivah Lifnei Iver. So the Mishnah Lamelech says, Amari Diki Yisayid, famous Mishnah Lamelech, Perek Daon, Malva Leiva Lacha Beis. He said, the fact that you could get it through somebody else being Eivah Lifnei Iver, that doesn't make it Chad Eivah Denar. If Vinishvi, someone's going to have to be Eivah Lifnei Iver, that's not Chad Eivah Denar. If you have a nazir that needs a cup of wine, plenty of people are available to pass him the wine. But whoever passes him the wine is Eivah Lifnei Iver. He can't get it himself. He needs someone to be Eivah Lifnei Iver in order to get him the wine. That would be Lifnei Iver. You don't say just because someone else would do it. If he could get it himself, he could get it without you altogether, that anyone, then that's called Chad Eivah Denar. Then there's no Lifnei Iver. Now, Shengen, when he needs somebody, the question is who, then whoever does it is Eivah Lifnei Iver. So that's why the Malva and the Leiva are Zich Eivah Lifnei Iver. Even if he'd be able to lend to someone else, then he'd be Eivah Lifnei Iver. Whoever he lends to is Eivah Lifnei Iver. Even be able to borrow from someone else, then that guy will be Eivah Lifnei Iver. Whoever he borrows from will be Eivah Lifnei Iver. But the Arav and the Edom, the loan could take place without any Arav, without any Edom, without anybody. If he would taka lend the money without an Arav, without Edom, so Mel is no Lifnei either. That's why it's Lipsikale. V'alik Yishmak HaSvara. There's a Minchas Chinuch, God in Simon Samaches, he says in Chesanta Ara, he wants to say in the Rambam, that doesn't hold it as the Chilotin Chad Eivah Denar and Trey Eivah Denar, that in all cases you're Eivah Lifnei either. But he says that the Arav and the Edom, if he would lend without them, even if you hold that Chad Eivah Denar, there is Lifnei Iver, it wouldn't be Eivah Lifnei Iver. So it's Mishlaim, the guy passes him a glass of wine. He could have gotten himself, but now he got it through you. So you gave him the wine. He could have gotten himself, but he got it through you. Maybe that's also called Lifnei Iver. But the Arav and the Edom, they didn't give him the Alva. They were there by the Alva. They didn't give him the Alva. So if he wouldn't do without them, I've had a Lifnei Iver. But if he would do without them, they b'chlal are not giving them Alva. I'll give you a marshal for this. Someone wants to eat something treif, but they only wants to eat sitting down. You give him a chair, then he could sit in the restaurant and eat something treif. If he wouldn't be in the restaurant without it, Avad is Eivah Lifnei Iver for giving him the chair. But if it wouldn't be for the chair, he'd eat it standing up. So you're not Eivah Lifnei Iver. It's not Chad Eivah Denar. You have nothing to do with the treif of food. So same thing with the Arav and the Edom. They're not facilitating the Avad B'chlal if you don't need them. That's why I said the Minchas Chinuch, the Chayav Parshas Svar, the simul of Neshech you have, that's called the Simus Neshech. They're part of the Mechayiv of the Neshech. They're called the simul of Neshech. They're stelling of the Chi of Neshech. The Alva, they have no Shaykhus to it. That's the Tainat the Minchas Chinuch.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.